Hello and welcome to the ASP podcast. Today we're joined by Andrew Holland, ASP Senior Fellow for Energy and Climate. So the 2015 budget was agreed by Congress last night, and today we're going to talk about fusion energy. First of all, Andrew, what is fusion energy and why is it important to the United States?
Thanks, Paul. Good to be here. Fusion energy is literally the power of the sun. Fusion energy is released by forcing atomic nuclei together, basically light nuclei like hydrogen to form helium, and in that process a tremendous amount of energy is released. Electricity produced from fusion will be safe, clean, secure, and sustainable. It's a real big and important project for America's long-term energy security.
That's great. So what did the budget last night say about fusion energy?
So there's been an ongoing back and forth over the last couple of years between the administration, the House, and the Senate over how much will be spent on fusion energy research. Last night's budget released gave $317.5 million to the domestic fusion program. That's $51 million over the administration's FY15 request. And importantly, it provided $150 million for funding to ITER, which is the International Fusion Experiment. The Senate had wanted to shut down ITER and provide only a minimum amount of funding for it. So this agreement will keep ITER moving forward.
And why is all this money important to keep these programs going?
Well, fusion is a long-term project. It is something that isn't going to be completed tomorrow. We've been working on it for more than 50 years here in the United States. It's gotten significant funding, but it's never gotten enough funding to really push it over the top. So what we need to be doing now is keeping the funding going to allow for us to build our knowledge base, to bring in new scientists, to keep open the existing experiments we have, like in Princeton, in New Jersey, MIT in Massachusetts, and D3D out in California, and to continue work on these projects so that if and when we want to make a really big push on fusion in the future, we have the expertise, the material, and the machines to really get going on it.
So could we actually achieve putting fusion onto the grid sometime soon?
So we think ASP put out a white paper stating that with a significant increase in funding, the U.S. could build a machine that would put demonstration level, put some power onto the grid within 10 years. That's not to say that we'll have commercial power plants in 10 years. We have to be very clear on that. This is still a tremendous science experiment, still a lot of things that need to happen. But you can put at least nominal amounts of power onto the grid within, say 10 to 12 years. Now, that's not easy, and you have to really make a significant investment, and you have to have both funding, you have to have ways to really crank out the bureaucracy and really get the government working on it, and you have to have a political will to do this as well. It is a big national project, and we need to get moving on it. What's important about the budget today is not that it's that we're moving in the direction towards a 10-year plan. It's that it keeps the fusion going at its current levels. It's not a negative.
That's great. And so sometime soon, we hope we can commit ourselves to this 10-year plan and really secure America's future for the foreseeable future.
Of course, yeah. We think that it's important to make a big push on fusion. And it's about urgency, and it's tough to get urgency in America's energy system. You know, we all We turn on the light, and the light turns on. We don't tend to think about our energy and especially our electricity inputs that much. So we need to actually have more urgency, because we have to build an energy system that is safer, more secure, more sustainable, economically stable. And you know, we think fusion's a good way to go in that. And over the long term, we have to be thinking about this. Like I said, this is not something that suddenly we expect breakthroughs tomorrow, and we'll have, you know, fusion energy in everybody's house. No, this is a long term experiment that you know we need to keep moving on and keep going on, and we've got some of the best scientists in the country working on it.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much for this insight. It seems like this is a really good first step. I'm ready for the next big moves.
Continuation of where we're going, and you know, it's an important win to keep these things going, but there's still work to do.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.